USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh appears to have the votes to be confirmed to the nation's high court in the upcoming Senate vote. Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois says he's disappointed his Democratic colleague Joe Manchin of West Virginia voted for Kavanaugh, but...
There's an awful lot of people who think that we crack a whip here, since I guess that's my title, and we have all these ways to twist arms and discipline our members. It just doesn't work that way. Individual members have to reach their own conclusions, particularly on historic decisions.
Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, guilty of second-degree murder in the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, McDonald's great-uncle, the Reverend Marvin Hutter.
I'm thanking God for our family, and this is not just a victory for the Hunter family. It is a victory for families all across this country. All police officers are not bad, but there are bad police officers, and we must do what we can to get rid of those people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's a website in Florida where people can report allegations of past sex abuse by Catholic priests. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi launched the website Thursday as she investigates all seven Catholic dioceses in the state. A 39-year-old Navy veteran from Logan, Utah, William Allen III, is charged with allegedly sending a series of letters to the Pentagon, President Trump, and other top government officials that initially tested positive for the poison ricin. The letters turned out to contain ground-up pieces of castor beans from which the ricin poison is derived, but the castor powder was not in its dangerous form. 74-year-old disabled and disbarred attorney Fred Hopkins is charged with ambushing seven South Carolina police officers, one fatally, when they showed up to serve a search warrant for his adult son. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott.
They were going there to interview him. They had communicated with him, the meeting there, to interview him. Once the first three officers, Florence County officers, arrived on the scene, they were ambushed and they were shot. And then the responding officers were also shot.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate says he doesn't care about being snubbed by Barack Obama. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Democratic Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is challenging Republican Senator Ted Cruz. And former President Obama has endorsed 11 candidates in Texas. O'Rourke is not one of them. Reports are O'Rourke was not fazed, though, by the snub, saying, quote, "I don't think we're interested anyway." In 2012, Obama and former President Bill Clinton both endorsed his opponent for Congress, but O'Rourke won anyway.
First Lady Melania Trump has visited a wildlife sanctuary and the Nest Children's Home Orphanage in Nairobi on the first day of her trip to Kenya. Mrs. Trump spent time with children and officials of the home, which rehabilitates and reintegrates orphaned and vulnerable children into extended families. Head keeper of the Wildlife Trust, Edwin Lutici, says she was impressed that the First Lady was keen to get involved with the animals during her visit to the wildlife reserve.
I was happy that she wanted to interact more. I was happy that she even went ahead and fed an elephant. That means a lot, because I believe she's going to talk about it to many people. Being that big figure, it will make a big change in the lives of elephants. So she was a little bit scared, but excited to be with them and wanted to interact more.
Mrs. Trump was accompanied by her Kenyan counterpart, Margaret Kenyatta, who outlined her conservation efforts in Kenya. Their talks also focused on matters of health, especially the welfare of mothers and children. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.